Hello. I had a can of grapefruit vodka and soda. Fucking hell, like, I'm actually a lightweight. And that drink is strong. So now my head hurts a little bit, but I am, like, dizzy. Okay. It's okay. I have like a bottle of water here to help me sober up so that I don't get a hangover tomorrow. I bought 3 cans thinking I could handle it. And I drank 1 can and like... Okay, so we all know this audio is gonna be a mess. I still kind of have like my thoughts together. So, because I am tipsy, I decided that the best way to do this recording is to play Love Island the game. I can't. Okay, so I started playing the Love Island game like a couple days back because I watched Noel Miller and Cody Ko play it last year, and I was just like, damn, I kind of wish he continued it, and then forgot about it for a while. And then a few days back I saw like it was recommended to me. Well, not like Noel Miller and Cody Ko's video, but like another YouTuber who was playing it, and then he also didn't finish it. So I was just like, fuck this, I'm gonna play the Love Island game. And because, like, you know, it was season 2 that he ended with, I was just like, I wanna know what happens. So I started season 2 first. I've read stuff about, like, how, you know, season 1 is still kind of like a diamond in the rough, but, you know, the MC is super cool. And season 3 is just whack. Okay, anyway, so this is currently my, I wouldn't say second playthrough because I restarted the show. So my first playthrough, I wanted to go for Noah, and then Hope was being a fucking bitch about it, and so she stole him away from me, and I got mean, and I got stuck with Bobby, and I was thinking like, yeah, whatever, I guess I'll go with Bobby, but I kind of wanted to go for Noah, but then, I don't know, I think I made a lot of bad decisions. I wasn't really good friends with the gals and all that shit, and you know, I was being very inconsistent in my words, which, you know, like, that ain't it, sis. So basically, in my first run, I was a whore. I mean, it's kind of true. Like, I was like, oh, I guess I can't really have Noah. You know what? Let's just have a slow burn with Bobby. And then Lucas came into the picture, and I am a sucker for Asians because I'm Asian. And when I see an Asian person amongst a group of people who aren't Asian, I have a lot of sympathy, and I'm just like, it's okay, we'll be together. And so I fucking love Lucas and Priya as well, but Lucas more. And then he left. And then we spent 10 gems being like, stay. And then like the two of them had like, well, my main character and Lucas had makeup session, and then he left. And then I realized I was so afraid of Bobby. So I decided to start things over. So I could see this is like kind of like my second run. I decided that I would do a clean Bobby route because I have grown fond for him. I fucking love him. Like, he's so sweet and respectful. Like, oh my god. Like, where are these guys in real life? I mean, like, thinking back to, like, all of my, like, Tinder and Bumble experiences right now, it's like, Bobby is the man. So anyway, where I am right now is that I am in Casa Amor, I think that's how you pronounce it, and... yeah, we fit off real well with Bobby, and then, you know, a disastrous recoupling happened, And basically, I didn't get to recouple with Bobby, which is fucking bullshit, but nothing I can do about it, I guess. So, what happened next? I got paired up with Henrik, but then I went to Bobby, and I was just like, we'll get another chance soon. So, to me, that was like, that's kind of a slap in the face to Henrik, isn't it? Like, sorry, babes, not into you. And then we were in the castle. And so, you know, people wrote on Tumblr that, like, if you like Lucas, you probably wouldn't like Carl. And if you like Carl, you probably wouldn't like Lucas. And the thing is that I love Lucas. And then at first, I was kind of iffy about Carl. And I do think he's kind of fucking weird. Like, he was just like, I'm an interesting, intelligent discussionist. And I was just like, what the fuck are you talking about? But because I'm a workaholic and so is he, like, I ended up liking him. But I still like Bobby more, I will not deny. I think my current ranking, because I'm loyal, is Bobby, Lucas, and then Carl. So I'm thinking if I had to do a next playthrough, it would probably be Lucas and then Carl. Was it? Oh, right, yeah, I was gonna play. Okay, so I currently have one episode in. My passes don't get to be redeemed until 1 o'clock, and that is like an hour 15 minutes away. I don't know whether this audio will go on for another hour 15 minutes. We'll see, we'll see. Maybe I'll talk about it a little bit more. But anyway, we're gonna do a playthrough. Well, I mean, like a short playthrough. Why am I holding my phone up to the screen? So you guys can see it. So basically, what's happening right now is that my girl, Locale, based off Local Bro Girl, we love her, has been hitting up with Carl. And he's invited us for a private chat. So, okay, so Carl's like, my words are all getting messed up. I'm pretty sure he's gonna fucking confess. And yep, what I'm trying to say is that I really like you. You know, my problem with Carl is that he looks mildly sleazy. I just wish he would dress better, and I wish he had better, like, oh. Oh no, I'm sorry. Yeah, I wish he would dress better, and I wish he had a better pose. Like, currently, like, he looks like he's holding up, like, you know when you do, like, an actual hand gun? Like, you clasp your hands together and you make a gun? That's what he's doing. Like, why? Why? Like, who decided on this? Who made him look like this? Good God. Oh, I don't care what the rest of the summer has to offer. I just want to spend it with you. I love getting to know you and think we could both be a great couple, both in here and out there. What I'm asking is, when the time comes to pick whether or not you're taking me back to the villa, what will you say? I don't know. You see, I like Carl because we're both workaholics and he's eccentric in his own way and he kind of reminds me of my friends. But at the same time, I'm loyal to Bobby. Okay, my options are I take you back in a heartbeat. I'm probably not gonna say that because I'm fucking loyal, shit. Second option, I'm sorry, babe, but no, that one is I'm not sure yet, babe. I don't know. Should I make it clear? Should I make it clear to him? Oh my god, this vodka is actually getting me spinning. Like, I feel like this is worse than like washing machine lint with the soju. Okay, I'm drenching. Okay. Maybe we'll see where it goes if we get another video of Bobby like hooking up with someone and bringing him back. I'm not sure yet. I was afraid that would be your answer. Do you mind if I ask why? Why would I not take Carl back to the villa? Because I want to be Bobby, bitch. Oh, okay. He's quite understanding. I'm so sorry. I love you, Carl. That makes sense. You've been loyal to him this whole time. I hope it works out for you too. Carl! You can't do this! I guess we should just enjoy the time we have left here, though. He looks down at his glass. I could do with a refill. Could you keep this chat between us? It's gonna be on TV. Yeah, girl. You're right. Hidden cameras everywhere. Oh, yeah. Weird how you forget that sometimes. Let's make our way back to the party. You know, I like calm. Marisol, my lesbian girl. Okay, not my lesbian girl, my bisexual girl. I fucking love you. We'll do a round of her next as well. Yeah, I really like the season 2 cast. Like, they're flawed people, but they're still really lovable. Like, I don't agree with Rahim's views that, like, he can flirt with other people, but his girl can flirt with other guys because that's not fucking fair, okay? But, like, as friends, like, he really is a pretty sweet person. I'm not gonna lie. That's so fucking cool. And you know, like, I don't know, I haven't seen like the good sides of Noah just yet, but then again, he really is like the one that like you should be expecting kind of like a really slow burn with that isn't very good because like, he has like this whole thing with Hope and everything. And you know, at first, I hated Hope in my first run because like she stole Noah from me, but. In this refined first run, I would say, like, I really like Hope. Like, I think, like, getting to know her, like, I understand where she's coming from. And I'm sorry for being a bitch to her. But we're obviously gonna have a bitch playthrough, like, let's be real. So, I think after I, like, actually, I don't know. We'll see. I think Lucas likes bitches. So, we'll be a bitch in the next round. But I need to get more gems first. So, I'm probably gonna play season 3, get the gems, and then restart the show and go right to season 2. Can you tell that I'm drunk? Okay, anyway, we're gonna talk to Marisol. I fucking love her. Carly says hello. What's up, babe? So I was looking for a pair of flip-flops I left out earlier, says Marisol. And I heard your chat with Carl, says Marisol. I know you said you weren't taking my time, but says Marisol. I think there's a way I can help with that decision. Oh? Yeah, I'm good at reading between the lines of what people are saying and what your body language is indicating and all that. The thing is, these boys all want to make it back into the villa, so they're all going to be playing their hands this evening. The tricky thing for us girls is to work out if they're just using us in the game or if they really mean it. Carl, don't be a liar. If it's coming from the heart or if they're just chancing. And here's the thing, I know whether or not Carl was telling the truth just now. I'm sorry, man, I don't have enough gems to do this. It's like 10 gems and I only have 9 and I don't want to spend any on fucking Carl. I'm sure, Marisol. I know. No, it's okay. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna take Carl back. I want Bobby. You know, because of Bobby, I started listening to one of my older playlists called I Think There's Something Going On Between Those Two. I think that's what it's called. Wait, let me check. Not that. Oh, no, it's called I Think There's Something Going On Between the Two of Them. And it says Unspoken Feelings but Evident Chemistry. Oh, I should probably change the thing now. Sorry, by the time you're listening to this, the title of it will be changed. You can't find it anymore. Oh no, what if they just gave it away? Whatever, fucking hell, find it, whatever. I don't give a shit. So we head back to the party, or the party, and the party is over. Has a bag get dressed for a good night's sleep? No, t-shirt and shorts, honestly. We're not here to dress, we're not dressing to impress. Lava. You know what? I fucking love Priya. You know why? Because she's also of Asian descent, and we need that. You know who's the only one of Asian descent that I'm not having a good vibe with? Arjun. I'm sorry, babe, but it bothers me. Like, I don't know. He has a bit of like a vibe, and that makes me like. Like, what's happening is that like he has like this mustache. I don't want to stereotype, I'm so sorry. Yeah, well, he has this mustache and a beard. I think it's that his mustache doesn't connect with the beard, and it's just like this really odd gap. And I'm just like, that ain't it, sis. That ain't it. That really ain't it. Okay, anyway, we're raising prayer. The soft beds wobble under you with each leap, but you are used to exercise and are soon in front of Priya. Of course, I'm going up against the gym buff, she says. And then you're back where you started, Priya breathlessly catching up. Locale wins! Thank you, Chelsea! We fucking love you. I've loved you since we came into the villa. Oh, wait, no, you came into. I don't know, I love Chelsea. Like, she is the best. Exhausted, you fall into bed. Carl climbs in next to you. What a way to end the night, says Graham. Marisol, who says the night's ended? Graham, oh, of course. Well, I'm glad for the two of them, honestly. Carl lies with his head on the pillow, looking up at the ceiling. Carl doesn't seem too happy with my answer earlier. So, who knows how long we have left here? Should I make a move with him? I don't want to lead him on, man. And my loyalty to Bobby is strong, so we're not gonna do anything. Oh, I do need gems to like cuddle with. I don't know. I feel bad. I like Carl, but at the same time, I'm like Bobby. Okay. No. You're playing the role of a loyal partner, so we're not gonna do anything. I have mild regrets, but it's okay. This is why I can't go on Love Island. I'm actually a whore. I say this now. Actually, I don't know. Would I ever make it on Love Island? No, I won't because I'm fucking fat. Well, not fat. I'm just not. No, I just don't have an influencer bot. Sorry. And also, I don't have a British accent, so I can't pass off as British. Neither do I have an Australian accent and get onto the Australian seasons. Can I just say, I did not watch a single season of Love Island when I went into this game. Until now, I've only watched episode 1 of season 2, and that's it. And I think, I don't know, like, it feels a bit like for me, because like all these guys come in with like their huge muscles and like super toned abs, and I'm just like, sorry, I kind of like someone who's a little bit more lean. But yeah, I guess that's what trashy reality TV shows are about. And it's kind of weird to know that there's like, you know, a goal in this, because I'm so used to watching Terrace House where there is no goal, and now there is a goal, and I'm like, good lord, there's a goal. But you know what? In the game, I can do whatever I want. Everyone that's saying this is probably just like, damn, she fucking sucks. And you're right, I really do suck. I'm sorry. Back to the game. You turn in a bit. All around you, the noises you've grown accustomed to flitter through the room. You're soon asleep. Sorry, Carl. Oof, nice try, Carl, but it looks like Lokal doesn't want to take you back to the villa. Gomenne. Let's see if she keeps her word. Coming up! Girls have a choice to make. You can make good decisions with bad hair. This is pretty. No one in the castle of more boys does something a little extra. I know, shocking, right? Don't miss it. So, you see, it's 12. I have another hour before, like, my tickets can be filled. I can refill them now. You know, that's always a thing. That's always an option. I think that alcohol is wearing off a little bit. And that's a good thing because my head is hurting a little bit. Oh, I could technically watch an ad to, like, you know. But if I watch an ad, what would happen? It means the next one's at 2 a.m. Hmm. Final, okay, the next one is, it's the final morning at Casa Amor, and then the one after that is the girls get ready to return back to the villa. I think I might save it. I think I might save my save. I think I might save my ad for later, because that's when we get to be back home. Do you think Bobby has been loyal? I hope he has been. I'm not gonna take Carl back with me, and I'm sorry. Sometimes I wish I was hot. Then maybe it'll be easier to get boys. I'm lonely as shit, man. Yeah. And sometimes I wonder. If it's like, you know, right for me to just not give a shit when I so clearly do. I mean, like, pillow talk audio, for God's sake, seeking validation from strangers all over the world. What a desperate whore. I hate how I kind of have like a, like, an expectation of what relationships should be like, but I know that's all like visual thinking. Things don't necessarily go the way they seem, you know. Like, I don't know, I think I'm allowed to kind of have like all these like nice like fantasies or dreams, because I haven't actually been in a relationship before. And I'm 20 now, and sometimes I feel like maybe I am missing out, you know? Am I missing out? I don't know. It's like part of me knows that, like, part of me knows that I enjoy putting work as like a top priority over a lot of things. And I personally know, I'm talking about myself. and I know that sometimes I focus more on my work because I'm scared. I'm scared of being hurt. That's why I kind of put my work first. Like, I emphasize studies. I emphasize on my own success because I know those are things that I can control. And I play game simulations because I know that I have the most control. Like, you know, if I put in the right options, I'll get what I want, and I'll be happy ever after, and I can always imagine what it would be like in the ever after. But in real life, it's so harsh, because I flip down a lot of people. And it's like, one point, I just think that, I don't know. Maybe I don't think anyone is worth this. That I'm scared of who I'll be if I was ever broken up with. I'm scared of who I'll be when I'm in a relationship. I know those two things are like in reverse order. But I'm really tired. Maybe I shouldn't stay up. At the same time, I kind of want to know. I don't know. Yeah, I guess I am scared. Also, it's like 45 more minutes till I get my next hit. So, like, it'd probably be like 12:50 something. So, near 1 o'clock, but you know, not really. I like to believe that I'll find someone someday, you know? And maybe I'm not getting like the most youthful experience ever. I don't know, I think I really am scared. How do you guys feel? Like, are you scared of getting into a relationship? You know? Me, as a very pure virgin, I've never even kissed someone. Sometimes I feel like a joke, but at the same time, I'm also like, you know, sometimes these things happen. And I know that everything I've done has been beneficial to me. Like, I worked hard, you know, to spite everyone. I worked hard out of spite just to get better for everyone who thought I couldn't do it. And I got into like good universities, and I was able to reject good universities. That was such a power move. I love that. And like, I went to Japan and I realized that, you know, maybe I can be more confident. Even, and I realized how important it is for me to like go at my own pace. And And so I picked up the piano again. And I've just been telling myself, it's okay. Do things at your own pace, and that's fine. You know? Though my mom keeps pushing me to do things at her pace, which I fucking hate. Oh my god. But yeah. You know, I really don't think it would be that bad to take a chance on someone. It's just that I don't think I'll ever be able to find someone worth taking a chance on Tinder and Bumble. But, you know, with this global pandemic and all, I don't really see another way of getting to know anyone else aside from online. But it's okay. I have goals to work towards too, you know? And you know what they say, it's like when you don't look for it, it will come to you. So it'd be better to kind of like work on who I am as a person, developing my self-confidence a little bit further, you know, even though I can't be a way to properly discover myself. I didn't think I should let go of the self-confidence I had built up for myself when I was in Japan. So yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go pee, and if I feel better, I will stay up and wait until 1 a.m. to play the next couple of episodes. But I'm really glad, you know, if you're listening up to here, I'm really glad that you're still listening. And sometimes I don't know who listens to this. Why would anyone listen to this? But I'm glad that there's a place that I can, you know, release all my doubts and everything too. And even if I don't know who you are, whoever you are listening to this right now, I'm glad you're here. Thank you for listening to me. I am gonna go pee this alcohol out, dilute it with some water, and then pee it all out. And, you know, we'll see how sober I am. And if I'm sober enough, I'll wait till 1. If I'm not, I'm probably just gonna crash. So, I am feeling it in my system though. Now my head is hurting a little bit. I will not die. Oh no. But yeah. Okay. Thank you for listening. Hopefully this like kept you company for like the past half hour. I know that it's been kind of like wishy-washy, but it means a lot to me that you're here. Truly. And I'm tipsy, so you can count on that as being sincere, because drunk words are sober thoughts, as the saying goes. Okay, anyway, goodbye. Thank you for listening. Bye bye.